9 to noon, Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports Network, co-hosting the first hour from U.S. Bank Stadium and the Vikings Radio Network, Vox Box. Can I get a witness from the congregation and a round of applause, please, for Mr. Everson Griffin joining us now. Minnesota Vikings right defensive end, Everson Griffin. What's going on?
You know, I'm good, man. Just coming in, checking out the new stadium, you know, seeing the – see, as I look at it more, I love the windows, man. The windows are drawing my attention, you know.
What do you mean?
The windows, like, you know, just all the sunlight, all the doors, yeah. And all the windows, man.
I see.
It's unbelievable, man, and it just feels like you're outside, and I love it.
You, main man Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com. Mm-hmm. Have you guys met each other?
This is our first time.
Okay. Mike's a fan of yours from afar.
Yeah.
You know, I remember because I looked back through the archives on my flight back from the 702 last night. When you got that big deal with all that guaranteed money, he made you sound like a cross between Jared Allen and J.J. Watt.
Or like the guy he's been the last two seasons.
Yeah, which has been pretty good.
Yeah, I've been all right, man. Last season, I got high expectations of myself. Last season, no, like I told him, did with a shoulder injury for a long period of time. But, yeah. You know, I'm back to 100, and, you know, things are going to be a lot different, you know. You know, I'm ready to go, you know. I work out at 10 a.m., you know. The grind don't ever stop, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm young, you know. This is my third season starting, so I'm fresh, man. I feel good. This is the best I felt. I'm ready to help this team win the championship. You know, that's what it's all about now. It's not about, you know, how much dollars you can make. Everybody going to get paid when you win, you know what I'm saying? And that's the biggest thing with me, you know what I'm saying?
You're in Mankato in a week.
Yeah.
Is it hitting you yet? I mean, physically, I know you're ready.
It's easy.
Mentally, are you ready, Everson?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do you mean it's easy?
We're only down there for like 8-9 days.
Yeah,
know?
Right.
And then we out. And then we back at
facility. We had a conversation on the radio show last week because when you guys go to Cincinnati in a few weeks to have the joint practices with the Bengals for two
days.
Yeah,
and I told them, and I wasn't supposed to tell everybody. And then I was like, yeah, we're going to Cincinnati. Then the next day they came up to me like,
wow.
Yeah.
If they're letting you in on those secrets early, you're a game changer.
Yeah, I'm trying.
So they're like five they need to let know ever since one. But, you know, and I'm not trying to put this in your head, but when teams practice against each other, and I'm sure Mike knows this, towards the end of, like, the second practice, it's hot, it's humid, you've been going against an individual who's not on your team so many times, it starts to get a little chippy. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Oh, that's one of the reasons why a lot of coaches don't like to do it. And there needs to be a level of trust between the coaches that they're going to keep their teams from getting chippy
and
creating
Everson,
the kind of video we love to see of the big scrum and the guys fighting. And I think Coach Zimmer will have something to say if
Everson lives like that. Everson lives chippy. So it's like you and left tackle Andre Whitworth. By the end of Thursday, man, I'm just wondering, you know, like, what's the emotional level going
to
be like?
Are you trying to instigate it ahead of time?
I feel like, you know, I'm a competitor, you know, so at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to compete until I can't compete no more. So I don't know how it's going to be. This is going to be my first time doing it too as well. So we're going to see. I don't know. How many days are we down there?
Arrived late Tuesday, practice with them Wednesday and Thursday, and then you play the same guys Friday night, first preseason game.
Yeah, we probably won't play. Hopefully we don't play. That's what I'm thinking. Hopefully we don't. I don't know.
But it's got to be a nice break to get away from going against the same guys all the time, you know, and then you get to go against somebody different. You're going against your teammates.
Yeah.
You get to try somebody different.
Andre Whitworth, though, big left tackle, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Well, the conversation was if we were to, like, identify three Vikings who will just be – I don't want to say fed up with it by the end of Thursday, but just like hot, now let's play the game. You know, yet they just keep coming and coming and coming at you. It would be you, because that's how you operate.
Mm-hmm.
And or it would be a DB for the Bengals and like Stephon Diggs, because Stephon likes to talk a little bit.
Yeah, or Linval, too. Linval Joseph, too. You know, that big joker, man. That's a big dude,
yeah,
man.
Don't channel your inner Shaft on the radio, okay?
that big joker, man. That's a big guy, man. He's big, he's strong, he's physical, and, you know, and yeah, yeah. That's all I can say.
I like
having him on my line, yo. I'm telling you that.
When people discuss like what could be different with an 11-win team in this stadium, since it's such a fantasy football culture, people will look at Teddy Bridgewater and they'll be like, third year, if you look at his games indoors, he completes 70% of his passes, and all that very well may come to fruition. What about you in here with the crowd noise against the opposition? Holy cow. I mean, this place is really, really going to help you, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. It's going to help us. But, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, when it comes to time to to get the quarterback, you know, it's going to depend on all four of us. You know, we got to rush smart. We got to rush together, you know, and let the best man, the fastest man with the best moves get there the first one. And, you know, and I plan that be me. So I've been working on my moves, man. I dialed in some new movement stuff, some new angle stuff, you know, just to, you know, keep my game going to that next level, you know.
You got something to compliment the spin?
You know, pro football, you know, talk, they don't give me no love, but it's all good, though.
Profootballtalk.com, yeah, no love, Everson Griffin.
They'll give me no. It's all good, though. You know,
yeah,
you know,
it is all good. All you do is talk about Clay Matthews. Yeah, what the hell?
It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you know, you know what you do. You know, yeah. I know my game. I'm confident in my body. And, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, I'm just going to prove it each and every week, you know, and that's the goal.
He doesn't want to predict any sacks, but every once in a while you hear 16, 17, 18. I think he could go 20.
Ray Edwards, 22 and a half.
I think he could go 20.
Who said that? Ray Edwards?
Yeah.
He said that.
He said he was going to get 22.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Within the last 10 years,
oh,
he said that.
Oh, my God. 22 and a half, he said that. Oh,
hey,
my
but
God.
But other opinions don't matter, Everson. We've talked about this before. Media, yeah. Radio, TV, who cares?
Yeah.
Your checks don't say profootballtalk.com. No, they say Minnesota they Vikings.
I'm still confused. I've been in the. I've been one of the few in the Everson Griffin National Fan Club.
It's all right. It's okay. You know, I know who's my National Fan Club.
Boom.
Grayson, Ellis, and Tiffany, my kids and family.
Oh, that's beautiful. You
know, but I'm being serious. I know you guys appreciate what I do. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm here to win games and whatever I got to do to help my team win. And like I said, if that's 23 sacks to break the record, if that's 16, you know, whatever it is I got to do, man.
What if it's only four?
It's not going to be four because that's not even possible. That's not even possible.
Hitting, I know you like hitting any quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, right, but that's not the question.
Okay.
The question is, Jay Cutler just always has this smug look on his face. When you hit him or you fluster him, like, what's he like in the game on the field?
He's kind of like a crybaby. You know, he gets real emotional, you know what I'm saying? He reminds me of my son, Grayson. He gets real emotional, you know. Hey, handle your emotions, Grayson. Come on, Jay. Handle your emotions, you know. So, you know, he's a good quarterback, you know. Once that dude gets to slinging that ball and he gets his confidence going and he's targeting his receivers, man, he gets the ball out of his hand quick for once. And he's mobile for two. He can run, and he's smart. You know, he's been in the league, what was this, going on 8, 9?
Yeah.
9 years?
11. This is 11. This
11,
is 11. 06.
06.
This is 11. Cutler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crafty veteran, though.
Yeah, crafty. But, you know, and once he gets in his groove, man, he's a great player, man. He wouldn't be playing for this many amount of years and not be able to do what he do. He gets the ball out of his hands quick. He could throw the ball. He could sling it down the field. You know, he could hit his targets, you know, and when he's not whining, he can run the offense very well. You know, I'm not taking up, but he does whine a little bit, too, as well.
Who's the best quarterback you've ever faced?
Best quarterback I ever faced. Like, playing in that game, ever faced. Dude, I got to go with A-Rod, Aaron Rodgers, man. He's a good quarterback,
yeah,
man.
He's fantastic.
He's good, man. He got pocket presence. He knows how to set guys up.
He's confident.
He reads blitzes. He's just smart. You know, he's smart. So when you play him, you got to rush him a certain type of way, you know, but you can't be afraid to rush him. You can't be afraid to have a little drive-bys. You got to make him feel you. But, you know, he's smart, and – he gets his own line to play even better because he knows where the protection's coming. He reads the blitzes. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he could get the job done.
Everson, is it harder to get an angle on Russell Wilson or Cam Newton?
I'll say Russell because he's quicker. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton is. Cam Newton's he's quick. I don't know. I don't know.
Cam wants to run through you, though. Russell wants to run around
you.
Yeah,
I see Cam is quick, too, as well, but I think Russell, coming out the break and running, like, escaping.
Yeah.
I think Russell, he's smaller, so he's going to be quicker. You know, Cam Newton, he's a freak, man. He's quick, he's fast, he can throw the ball, and he's big. When you hit him, it's like hitting a old lineman. Like, he's 265 pounds, 4% body fat. Like, he's a human freak. You know what I'm saying? So hitting that guy, he's, you know, he's big, he's physical, and I feel like He's one of the hardest guys to take down.
Last one. Even though it was 6 months ago, when you look at Blair Walsh, are you able to forget the way the whole thing ended?
Dude, he made all our points.
Yeah. So he made more field goals than anybody during the year.
Yeah, 9 points. So without him, we wouldn't even be in the game. They would have killed us.
You know what I'm saying?
So at the end of the day, was it hard? Is he kicking himself in the butt by missing kick? Yeah, of course he is. But he made nine points for us. He made all our points. So what else can you ask for?
You're the best. Thank you.
Yep.
Everson Griffin, Witness Congregation. Let's go, man. 16 sacks this year. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com. Paul Allen, be right back.